When do we draw? Keep your eye on me, Barnes. On you?
Looks like this is it, Mr. Flintstone.
Oh, for the last time, shut up!
Such a breeze, you like to blow these cards over.
You don't savvy what I'm saying. They've been released.
What are you talking about, Ab?
Rock Eye Pete, Slate, and Great are out of prison.
The Slatery brothers broke out?
No, they're on parole. They went straight to the station and bought 3 tickets to Rocky Gulch. They'll be here for sundown.
10 years ago, them Slatery swore they'd return and get the sheriff that put them away.
But I'm not that sheriff. Them big strong fellers left with the last picture company. Here, you be sheriff.
Heck no. When the Slaterys swear to get a sheriff, don't matter to them which one.
Yeah, they'll just keep on shooting until they find one of them.
Ain't got much choice, do I?
Don't look that way.
There's 32 people in this town counting on a sheriff to protect them. Yes, sir, time like this, fella either fights it out single-handed or runs like a yeller coward.
You getting your gun, Sheriff?
No, my suitcase. Yeller coward like me's gotta be ready to run.
I hate to tell you this, Fred, but I don't think this Geiger counter works.
Barney, we just haven't hit the right spot yet.
Face it, Fred, we're not going to find any uranium rock.
Well, so what if we don't? We're seeing the West, Barney. We're out in the big country. War men are men.
And the women are mad at us.
Hey, what they need is some music.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, pal. One more time.
Okay.
Oh, give me a home where the buffaloes roam and the dear little dinosaurs play.
Here go the Range Riders again, Wilma. How did we ever get talked into this?
When Fred came home with that find-it-yourself uranium kit, I laughed. I thought he was kidding.
Ooh, boy. Some vacation, 1,200 miles from nowhere. No movies, no restaurants, no beauty salons. And I miss Bam Bam.
And I miss Pebbles. Now what?
No gas. Lucky thing you filled that emergency can at the last town.
Fred.
Boy, I'd hate to be stuck out here without any gas. Where is it, Barney?
You mean the gas can?
Yeah.
On the lunch counter with the extra peanut butter sandwiches.
Oh, good. Well, let's have lunch counter. That town's 50 miles back.
So this is how the West was won.
Do me a favor, will you, Barney? Yeah. Next time you and I go on a vacation together, stay home.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fine.
Now, Fred, it could happen to anyone. Look, here's the town.
Isn't it darling, a real old-fashioned western street?
Tourists, welcome to real old western ghost town. Well, let's hope the ghosts have some gas.
Uh-oh, sounds like someone's a-coming.
Couldn't be them Slaterys. Train ain't due till sundown.
check your gun at the door.
Oh, isn't that cute?
How about this? They left a prop gun. Stick them up, partner.
Careful, Fred. That may be loaded.
Wilma, I know a toy when I see one. Watch.
It's them!
Hey, anybody here?
Okay, Rock Eye, you got me.
Craig! Fred! My old high school pal!
My old buddy!
How are you, chum?
Fair and middling, pard.
Doing okay?
Ain't complain. Let's renew old acquaintances.
Come in, you old coyote.
Fred, what are you doing?
Just met an old friend.
Old Rough and Tumble Fred, we used to call him.
He's pretty handy with shooting irons, ain't he?
Oh, not really.
Come on, Fred. Let's talk about old times.
Great. But first, tell me, what are you doing here?
So I got myself a rope act, joined the rodeo, and wound up here as sheriff.
A real-life sheriff, imagine.
Didn't really want the job, but after I captured them 20 desperate criminals single-handed, why, folks just forced it on me.
Oh, that's the bravest thing I ever heard.
Big deal. Come on, Fred, let's get the gas.
Yeah, he always was a big loudmouth.
How about you, Fred? Bet you had yourself some real rootin' tootin' times.
Well, now that you mention it, I've had a few adventures, yes. So there I was, just me and the five desperados.
Here we go again, Wilma.
They were coming at me all at once. Luckily, I learned this trick from an old Indian on the reservation.
Luckily, he learned this story from an old Western on television.
They went this way, so I went that way. Whop, zeppo, pow, pow.
Well, I think we got ourselves a new sheriff.
Suppose he don't want to stay.
He'll have to. My gas pump just broke down. Get it?
Then I grabbed my empty gun and bluffed him.
Watch it, buddy. Watch it.
Red old horse. Out west we have a custom. Man shows he's brave, we make him sheriff for a day.
Come on, Fred, we gotta get going.
Me be sheriff?
For a day.
Don't be dumb, Fred. You don't know anything about being
make you a deputy, Mr. Rubble.
A deputy?
Oh, Mr. Flintstone, I'm your new deputy.
How long to Rocky Gulch, Brother Rock Eye?
200 miles, Brother Slate, before we blast us ashore.
And so, by the power invested in me, I hereby appoint you Sheriff of Rocky Gulch for a day.
I do.
Wilma, what's the matter?
I can't help it, Betty. I always cry at weddings and swearings in.
I sure do want to thank you fellas for the honor. Me and my deputy will do our best to, say, what do we do?
Not a thing, old buddy. Just enjoy yourself. Meet the folks. This here's Digger Stone, our local undertaker.
Oh, you're measuring me for my sheriff suit. Undertaker!
Goody. He'll take our king-size model. I'll be here whenever I'm needed.
Mr. Craig, this being sheriff for a day is all in fun, isn't it? There isn't any danger involved, is there?
Danger? Quiet town like this? Not likely, ma'am.
Barney, put down that gun.
Oh, gee, sorry, I didn't know it was loaded.
Hey, Mr. Flintstone, have you noticed that everyone around here seems scared of something?
Well, I don't know about anyone else, but I'm scared.
You are? Why?
Why else? The girls have gone shopping. Come on, let's get something to eat. Over to Kitty's place.
Gee, I hope Kitty can cook, Mr. Flintstone.
Last chance trading post. Golly, just like in the movies.
Yes, help you ladies?
Why, yes.
We interrupt this broadcast for a special news bulletin. The famous Slatery brothers were released from Alka Rock Prison today.
Oh, no!
Old-timers will remember the Slaterys as the notorious...
Excuse me. Gotta close the window, lock the doors, hide the safe.
What's happening?
I don't know. Isn't this where the sheriff's wives come to buy their clothes?
You're the sheriff's wife?
Well,
Here's the entire stock of ready-to-wear for sheriff's wives, ma'am. Help yourself.
But every single thing here is black.
Yes, ma'am. It's the way of the West.
Miss Kitty, you sure set a mighty fine table.
Yeah, but what do you reckon all this is gonna cost?
Cost you? Why, this is on the house. It's the least I can do, considering...
Considering what, ma'am?
Why, considering that you two wonderful, brave heroes are gonna stand up and face the slap... I declare...
Don't you know better than to...
You haven't told them?
Told us what, Fred?
Yeah, that's what I want to know, Bonnie.
Count on me, honey. I'll see that they hang around.
Hang around what?
Huh? Hang who?
Relax, boys, and sashay over to the rock box. Time for a little dance in Western style.
I hate cowboy music.
Put your foot when you do-zee-do, then I hug you and around we go.
This baby dance in Western style.
But if by chance your wife comes by,
it'll be murder Wilma style.
Oh, do-see, 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 do. Oh, do-see,
I can explain.
Never mind, Fred. Betty and I have been talking.
We want to get out of here if we have to walk.
Now, girls, Kitty was just being friendly, Western style.
Oh, it's more than that, Fred. There's something strange going on here. Can't you smell it?
I can, Wilma.
Well, I don't.
You don't feel anything strange, huh, Fred?
No, and I intend to stay right here and enjoy being sheriff.
Okay, but if nothing's wrong, why is Sheriff Craig sneaking out of town with his suitcase?
Huh? Where are you going, Craig?
Oh, Fred, just taking my clothes to the laundry rack.
Oh, boy. Are you guys suspicious? He was just taking his clothes to the laundry rack. In a suitcase?
How long till we blast the sheriff, Brother Slate?
Rocky Gulch is the next town, Brother Rock. I am.
Hiya! Hiya! Hiya!
Boy, a free guided tour of Ghost Town. This is what I call friendly.
This is what I call suspicious.
Yes, Fred, we think Craig and his friends are deliberately trying to keep us here.
That's ridiculous. You'd think they were expecting some bad guy.
Yeah, to come into town and blast us. Ridiculous.
Next stop, folks. Digger Stone's Old West Watch Museum. Straight ahead.
Welcome. Welcome, my friends.
Gee, what a spooky place.
Yes, isn't it? Now observe to my right. Masterpieces embalmed in wax. The late Fred Boulder. 60 notches on his six-shooter. Till he met up with Chief Rain on the Rocks. And on his slab, old Tombstone McBluff. Famous Dodgem City lawman. May he rest.
Do you run this? I thought you were the local undertaker.
Oh, I am. I am. And this is my sideline. My regular business has been a bit slow lately. Could pick up at any time, though.
The Slatery brothers. Mean-looking bunch. Sure hate to run into them on a dark night.
Don't worry. It won't be dark.
What?
I said, let's hurry and get to the park.
The park?
Our Old West amusement park. Wouldn't want to leave town without seeing that. Care for a Brontosteerus pony ride, Sheriff?
Well, not today, thanks.
Come on, Sheriff, give me a free ride.
Well, actually, I'd rather...
Figure the Sheriff of the day would want his picture took on one of those.
Yeah, always put them in the local paper.
Oh, in the paper, huh? Well, glad to oblige, fellas. Oh, and better give me a big amount, a little more spirited, if you know what I mean.
You just climb up here, then you just climb down on Killer's back.
Killer?
That's what the mind said, Fred.
Yeah, I got it here. Steady, Killer, steady, boy.
Let go!
Fred!
Right on, pretty boy.
Here comes Fred. There he goes.
Hold it. Sheriff of the day, in repose. Care for a little target practice, Sheriff?
Don't mind if I do.
Be my guest, Sheriff.
What's this, Barney boy?
Yes, sir, Miss Flintstone, sir.
I missed.
Like heck you did. Why, he can't outshoot them Slateries.
Got to admit, he's a terrible shot.
But he can't help us either. I'm getting out of this town.
Say, what's he running from?
That's his business. Mine is looking up.
Boy, it sure got quiet all of a sudden.
Yeah, I was just noticing that.
Hey, Fred, look over there.
It's Sheriff Craig.
And that guy, Eb.
Hurry up, Eb.
I'm hurrying.
Hey, something's going on.
You can say that again.
Okay, something's going on.
Oh, shut up. Step on it, Craig. It's almost sundown.
I know. We gotta get out of here before sundown.
What's with this sundown business? Come on, let's see if we can find out anything at the barber shop.
I'm with you, Sheriff. The barber's still there.
Lay it cool. Mouth shut. Ears open.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Flintstone.
Will you cut that out? Evening, barber.
What? What are you doing here?
Me and my deputy came for a shave and a haircut.
But it's almost sundown.
Something special happening at sundown?
Yeah, something we should know about.
Why, sit down, fellas. There's always time for a close shave. Brace yourselves, gents.
Yow!
Next?
A lawman's got to be able to take it, deputy.
You just relax. Let those old pores open up.
Hey! Came back to warn you. Clear out.
Shh.
Come on, Baldy. You don't want to be around when them Slateries come gunning for a sheriff.
Quiet.
Sure feel for anybody having a shootout with the Slateries. But he said he could shoot. That's why we made him sheriff. Come on.
Well, now we know.
Yeah, Bon, now we know.
Oh, boy, me and my big mouth.
I just knew there was something wrong. I just knew it.
Hey, hurry up, will you, Fred? Come on, Fred, the train is in.
Don't worry, Barney. The Slatery brothers won't mistake Fred for a sheriff now.
Remember, this was Wilma's idea.
Yeah, good disguise.
If he wasn't so homely, he could pass for your mother.
Oh, is that so?
Please, Fred, no mother-in-law jokes now. Now we'll all stroll out of town casually, right under their noses.
No, I won't buy it.
Okay, so you want to get shot full of holes.
No, sir, I am not running away.
Fred!
Wilma, I've shot off my mouth once too often. Now I am going to stay and face it.
Oh, please, Fred, don't be a hero now. I love you as a coward.
Sorry, Wilma, I accepted this badge and I'm going to live up to it.
Fred!
Boy, is he brave. That's the stuff legends are made from.
Also, widows.
Oh!
gotta go through with it. It's the way of the West.
Barney, where are you going?
I gotta join my buddy. Who knows? Maybe they'll write a folk song about us.
Hey, Mr. Flintstone, wait for me.
No, shut up!
Here they come, Barney. Are you ready to fight?
No, but I'm ready to faint.
Oh, Wilma, I'm scared.
Me too. I wish this was a bad dream.
Better yet, a bad movie. Then the cavalry would come charging over the hill and rescue them. Wilma, do you hear what I hear?
I sure do. And look, here they come.
What's with the bugle, Brother Rockeye?
Search me, Brother Slate. We'll take care of Hot Lips and the bugle after we bury the sheriff.
Barney!
Fred!
When do we draw?
Keep your eye on me, Barn.
On you?
That's not the cavalry.
Pinch me, Betty. I think it's the Cart Rocks.
The Cart Rocks?
Looks like this is it, Mr. Flintstone.
Oh, for the last time, shut up!
Hey, look, Fred. It's those TV stars, the Cart Rocks.
The Cart Rocks?
Well, reckon we got here just in time, Paul.
Gee, fellas, how did you know we needed help?
We watch your TV show, Mr. Flintstone.
We always help out. It's the way of the Western.
Oh! Oh, those wonderful, wonderful men!
How can we ever thank you for rescuing our husbands?
Oh, they didn't really need us, ma'am.
No, sir. Any fellas brave enough to stand up to the Slateries could have taken them without our help. Right, Paul?
We're so proud, Barney.
Ditto, Fred, dear. And you're all so brave.
Shucks, madam. We just stepped in for the exercise.
Things been a little dead around the Rockarosa spread.
Before you go, could we have your autograph?
And for Bam Bam and Pebbles, too?
It's my pleasure, ma'am.
Mine, too. Right, Paul?
Afternoon, all.
Goodbye. We'll be looking at you.
So long. We'll be watching your show, too.
Shucks. Just my bad luck. Another happy ending.
And there's Fred in one of his better moments as sheriff of the day.
Wilma, you slipped that in.
There's Fred in one of his better moments as sheriff of the day.
And there's his cute little deputy.
Boy, that was some adventure we had, huh, Fred?
Yes, sir. And speaking of adventure...
Where did that come from?
I did a little slipping in of my own. There was this ad in the paper, Wilma.
Oh, no.
For $10, you can buy a do-it-yourself deep-sea treasure hunting kit.
Sounds great, Fred.
No, Barney.
Listen, they send you a map, rent you a boat.
No.
And give you samples.
No.
And a chest to put your gold in.
No.
And you can buy scuba equipment at a discount.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no.